Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 60s outside, which is a blessing because the humidity has went away with this massive kind of like cyclone storm or tropical storm that came our way last night. It came around the afternoon hours and then blew through our area. By around the midnight hour, we lost power for a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as they expected, and we're grateful for that. It's a beautiful day outside, bluebird skies, and it's going to be pretty for the next week or so with low humidity and temperatures in the upper 70s. That's a welcome change. July was the hottest month on record in the state of Maine. And we know that because there was over 15 days of 90-degree weather, and we welcome the cooler air. We're preparing now for tonight's gospel meeting, and how thrilled we are to think about what God's going to do in the service tonight. After the service tonight, we're preparing to fly up to Millinocket, where we started a church back in 1996, and we'll be marrying one of the young couples, which is a part of that church. Pray for us as we travel and as we go different places, that the Lord would use us for His maximum glory. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Acts and chapter number 4. The Bible says in verse number 8, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them." What had happened was that because of this impotent man that was gloriously saved, and the Lord had done a mighty work in his life. As a result of that, it had stirred some people up. And I mean, they really got stirred up. And in the midst of them getting stirred up, they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees, and they were grieved that Peter and John taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they were angry about that. And they accused them. And we know that ultimately they wanted to kill them and put them in jail. But the Bible says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them." And his statement is profound. He said, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth," isn't that encouraging? By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it was by this name that this man was made whole. And so here they are debating with those that are opposed to the gospel. And they are standing their ground. And they even became more bold and said, "This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner." And so he told them, "You have crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. And even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." We must understand today that it's through the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that not only saves us, but sustains us and secures us. And here in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, they were able to boldly proclaim, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And we're still preaching that glorious gospel. You're not going to get saved by going to church, simply just going to church. Church doesn't save you. You're not going to get saved by doing some good deed. But we're grateful for good deeds. You're going to get saved through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here they are preaching that glorious gospel message. And over 2,000 years later, here we are on the radio still preaching the exact same message. And how joyous it is to my heart to know that we can preach the gospel and people can get saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, and their lives can be completely changed, and they can go on for God's glory, living for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Wednesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.